What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
I'm Josh Hadley, and with me is the cat.
Hello.
But no Charlie. Charlie had something to do, so just a duo this week.
Something. Nudge, wink, nudge, wink.
Don't call his wife that. She's a nice person.
I don't know what I was insinuating. I was just hoping that someone would take something out of context.
Isn't that my job?
Well, yes, but, you know, someone's got to be the nudge and wink person.
We've got a bunch of stuff this week. Let's just do another...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
...show. Because we got a bunch of stuff that don't really require a lot of discussion, but there's stuff I really want to touch on. So, Kat, remember last week how we discussed Mary Sue McClurkin forcing religion on students?
Oh, yeah. That was the mandatory prayer in school?
Yep. And we also loved her name. Mary Sue McClurkin is just the most awesome down south religious conservative name that we could not have made up.
Pretty much, yeah.
She's in the news again, and not necessarily as the villain, because this time a Democrat is sort of the villain, but she kind of brought it on. Let me get into it. Birmingham, Alabama, that's where the religion thing happened. Mary Sue McClurkin, Republican, of course, was getting into a fight with Representative Alan Holmes, Democrat, about Obamacare and things like that, and, you know, abortion. And she, McClurkin, brought up how abortion is wrong and there's no moral justification for it, blah, blah, blah. Well, Alvin Holmes countered with something that was so true, but he did not say it right. Quoting him, 99% of all the white people in here are going to raise their hand that they are against abortion. And by the way, Holmes is black. This is important. On the other hand, 99% of the whites who are sitting in here now, if their daughter got pregnant by a black man, they are going to take their daughter to have an abortion. Unquote. He's not necessarily wrong, but isn't that one of those things you just don't say, Kat?
Yeah, it's one of those things that is so shockingly abrasive with the way he put it that... You know, and it's also one of those truths that we don't like to talk about, because if we don't talk about it, maybe it'll go away. But you're right. It is the truest truth that ever truthed. Painfully truthful, but so, so abrasive and poorly worded.
Because the whole thing is McClurkin's bill would ban abortions on, quote, the detection of a fetal heartbeat. So basically... As soon as you get pregnant, you can't get an abortion. As soon as it grows to beyond the sperm and the egg themselves, you cannot get an abortion. So what she's saying is, well, you can't we're not banning abortions. We're just banning the killing of something that's living and has a heartbeat, which is basically banning abortions, just not in those words. And Holmes put her in her place. I think Holmes, he'd fucked up in how he put it. He was too crass about it because... He's the villain in this. He's the one who brought race into it. As much as we can say about McClurkin over the religious thing, she didn't bring race into this. Holmes did.
I'm guessing where they're at, probably not a whole lot of black politicians in the room with him at the time. I think this is the acting out of a man who is tired of being the only one in the room with a brain.
He's mad as hell and he's not going to take it anymore?
Right, exactly. And he's probably exasperated beyond where he can any longer put any rational thought into what he's saying, because certainly that was a really terrible way to word it. But on the other hand, boy was he right. And boy, did he make headlines. At, you know, it's that whole, what do they say, any publicity is good publicity.
To a degree, but I think he accidentally gave the Tea Partiers an extra weapon, because now they can say, look, everyone's calling us racists, and we didn't even bring up race.
I don't see them playing a race card at all, honestly. They should be too afraid to play a race card.
Well, I don't know. Ann Coulter just did. Ann Coulter just said illegal immigration is akin to sexual assault on the United States. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I don't think I could have mumbled it better myself.
I need a t-shirt that says that. Just fucking hell.
let's stick with conservatives for a moment. This one we might have to go into a little bit. Now, this was on The Daily Show, but a Fox News contributor, Todd Willimon, said something so outrageous that since it's on The Daily Show, everyone's going, oh, they're being funny. The Daily Show has had to back up. We didn't edit that, and we didn't ask him to say that. That was his actual reaction. They were pointing out how he, being a Fox booster, is going, you know, Obamacare is going to destroy the best healthcare system, and America has the best healthcare system in the world, blah, 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 which, of course, we're actually 37th, so we're not the best to begin with. And what The Daily Show did is they went to Knoxville, Tennessee, showed him all the footage of the poor people and, you know, all the diseases that are rampant and whatnot, and he thought it was a third world country. Quoting him, if you're poor, just stop being poor.
This is why the why conservatives are so out of touch, because it's all of these rich white people who, you know, a lot of them are the hardworking citizens, but, you know, the politicians themselves are all these rich white people who just, you know, leak money out of their every pore. And they don't have to worry about the everyday struggles of people. As long as they keep getting put in office by, you know, preaching to whatever choir they want, they don't have to struggle for anything, really. And the idea that you can't just stop doing something all of a sudden, like, it just, it's so unfathomable to them. It's a whole different planet.
Yeah, it's the implication that you're poor because you chose to be poor, right?
Yeah, yeah. It makes it, they think that being poor, being underprivileged, not having access to the basic needs is a choice, which is so utterly ridiculous and out of touch that it really does just completely boggle the mind. Like, that there's somebody who just says, no, you know, I feel like letting my children starve because I don't feel like going to work. Those people, they do exist. These are the people who, the very few people who do take advantage of the welfare system.
Unfortunately, but, you know, they're the ones that make the news usually, unfortunately.
Right, right. But compared to the number of people who do work hard, but who are at such disadvantages because of their whatever life situation they've had, or their race, or their, you know, ethnicity, whatever. There are so many things that put people at disadvantage. All these conservative dumb fucks see is people not wanting to work hard. And it's such a level of bullshit and ignorance. It's just, it's so, ugh.
But then there's also the fact that if you're poor, just stop being, if you're sick of being poor, just stop being poor. That's kind of their philosophy, which is a flawed philosophy.
Hey, you've got a little something on your face. Why don't you just wash that off? Like, it's that easy, you know? Like, you can just all of a sudden stop being poor. Like, the guy was saying,
I'm surprised he doesn't say, if you don't like racism, stop being black.
You know, so his argument is like, go get your GED and get a job and hold down that job. Okay, so first off, you have to have money to go back to school and get your degrees and do all of this stuff. And you have to have money to have a car, to get to work, to hold down that job. And, you know, like, you have to invest a little to get a little out of it. And if you don't have the money to invest, you're not going to be able to succeed.
Also, that the system is not only rigged against the poor by the people who have the money, because obviously they don't want to lose their money and become poor, because that's the flaw in their system. Fox and the Tea Party in general like to preach this philosophy that all of you, everyone involved, not only can you be rich, if you work hard enough, you will be. But the law of economics says you can't be. There's only so much money to go around. And if everybody has the same amount, then nobody is rich. So all of you cannot be rich. This whole economic system we live in is built on a few people being rich and many of us being poor. It's a bad system, but that's the system.
Right. And so it's like Joe Schmo, who can't hold down a job because the world is increasingly requiring a college degree to work at your basic fucking McDonald's drive-through job. How can people who don't have the money to go to college succeed? it's becoming impossible. So the poorer are getting poorer and the richer are getting richer by taking advantage of that.
And to flip it to them being the actual causes of this, what happens, say you're a 30-year-old, you want to go back to school, you want to get a further education. Well, you've still got to pay your rent. You've still got to pay for your car insurance. If you've got a kid and a wife, you got to help support them too. What would you do? Well, I'm going to go back to school and cut my hours at work. So I'm going to need some public assistance. Oh, all the Republicans voted against my public assistance. So I can't quit my job to better myself. And the Republicans are going, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Just stop being poor.
Just stop having any kind of financial responsibilities and just all of a sudden have money out of nowhere, because money obviously fucking grows on trees if you want it to. If you work hard enough, that money will magically fucking appear from a money fairy. Like, it's so fucking ridiculous and it's so out of touch.
Well, the reason I wanted this group with the Alvin Holmes comment was, or the Alvin Holmes comment was, this is also shockingly, brutally true, though, isn't it? That is how they think. If you're sick of being poor, stop being poor. That really is what they think. They probably shouldn't have said it in such a blunt way, but this guy is a regular Fox News contributor, so we can say he speaks for at least a portion of the conservative audience. And this is the thing I don't get, Kat. Most, and I'm not talking about the Fox News contributors or the big names in the Tea Party and whatnot, your average, everyday, salt-of-the-earth Republican is either below the poverty line or just slightly above it. Yet they constantly vote Republican because the Republicans push that dream of one day you'll be one of the 1%. What does that say about the people who vote against their own financial best interests?
Well, I don't think people do it, you know, vote Republican for that reason alone. I think there's a lot of other, you know, things that go into it other than, you know, just one thing alone. But, you know, when you only watch one news channel and you're only getting one source of information, why should you believe anything else? And I definitely find that people who watch Fox News only watch Fox News and don't really pay attention to any other news source.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we should call Fox News a news source.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're
propaganda
absolutely right.
Source.
Yeah.
And to be fair, MSNBC is the same thing for the liberals. So we're not just picking on Fox News. This goes both ways.
It's definitely like if you want to make an informed decision, you need to be informed from more than one biased news source. And if you don't think your news source is biased, well, you're wrong.
Well, it also comes down to people believe what they want to believe. If you want to believe that if I work hard, I will be rich someday, there's nothing wrong with that. But to do that, you are also ignoring the facts of all the roadblocks that the people who are telling you this have put in your path. It's just like there was recently a big thing going around about how Vermont is going to take away all your guns, how Vermont's governor is going to force you to register all your guns, and if you don't register your guns, the police will forcibly go into every home in Vermont and register your gun for you or confiscate it from you. This started on Glenn Beck's website, and this spread through the conservative news sphere like crazy, all sourced from Glenn Beck's website. Not a single non-conservative website could source the governor saying this until the governor came out and said, I have no clue what you're talking about. And then they produced the letter, Kat. Oh, we have it. We have it. The people who produced the letter are the same ones that found four birth certificates for Obama that were all authentic, according to them, that he was born in Kenya. Yet this is still all over Facebook and the conservative Twitter sphere about how Vermont is going to take away your guns because Glenn Beck said it.
I think people are just so happy to live in their own little sphere of ignorance as long as they're being told what they want to hear.
Because as soon as I heard about, like, the Vermont thing, I went like, okay, I don't quite believe this. Maybe it's true. I want to source this. And I found a whole bunch of sources from Tea Party websites and Don't Tread on Me websites and conservative news blogs. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not seeing this from Huffington Post or CNN. Or the AP, which is absolutely straight down the line and doesn't take a side. It's like, until I see it on one of those, you're making this up. And that's the problem with the conservative sphere. And as I said, the liberals are not much different.
Mm-mm.
To me, this whole, I just cannot believe the shocking honesty we got from, if you're sick of being poor, stop being poor. No, because is my analogy to, if you're sick of racism, stop being black, is that really that far-fetched that's probably the mindset some of them have?
No, not at all. Like, this has a lot to do with the fact that so many of these conservative politicians are old white men who, like, a lot of them haven't had to work for anything, really. The whole, the American dream is still alive, and if you just pick yourself up by your pants, seat, like that phrase in particular, you just pick yourself up and you can achieve anything, but the whole system is rigged. So no, you actually can't achieve anything by wanting it really hard and working really hard. And that's how we have people who work, you know, two jobs day and night, killing themselves, working to support a family who will never, ever be able to succeed. But, you know, like, so these guys, they just live in their own little fantasy land where hard work equals success. But that's not always true. And we know it. But yeah, they just pretend like it's automatic.
But then there's also the fact, as you very, very adequately brought up, these are old white people. Look at what just happened with Jerry Boykin. Jerry Boykin is a huge conservative leader. This is not some random crazy, okay? He holds a ton of sway, Kat, and he was just caught on a hot mic. He didn't think he was mic'd. So that's why I know this is what he truly thinks. Ranting about how President Obama is sending subliminal messages to his Al-Qaeda and Muslim brothers, and how all of the problems in America are caused by the Jews. Quoting, the Jews are the problems. The Jews are the cause of all the problems in the world. I know, that's why we're trying to fix everything. And like I said, the fact that he didn't think he was mic'd leads me to believe that's what he believes, Kat. And this guy, like I said, this is not some random lunatic. This guy holds a lot of sway in the conservative movement.
I mean, let's just take ourselves back 60 years or, you know, I don't know, a couple of centuries if we want to blame everything on the Jews.
Well, and Obama sending subliminal messages to his secret Muslim brothers.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's a level of, you know, just such stupidity. Oh, it's physically painful to think about.
Well, then why don't we take a break? We'll go to heart, and then we'll come back with some stupider stuff, but lighter stupider stuff.
Huzzah!
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. You ain't all-
Hey, Josh. How you doing, man?
I've been better.
Have you heard about this band Bossy program?
I don't even know what a bossy is, so no.
Yeah, you gotta love it, dude. In this day and age where hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying every year from their prescription drugs that a doctor told them to take, and major corporations are paying doctors to prescribe drugs that are, I don't know, poisonous to old people and babies, and they just buy their way out of it, and big banks are able to buy their way out of mortgage fraud and throwing families out on the street and making them homeless. It's really important for somebody like Beyonce to stand up, and they've got a new program called Ban Bossy. When a little boy asserts himself, he's called a leader. Yet when a little girl does the same, she risks being branded bossy. Words like bossy send a message. Don't raise your hand or speak up. By middle school, girls are less interested in leading than boys, a trend that continues into adulthood. Together, we can encourage girls to lead. Ban Bossy. What a bunch of fucking bullshit. How about fuck you? Fuck your Ban Bossy campaign. What a bunch of crap. Ban Bossy. Oh, no. Well, how about we just make it so that everybody's treated equal? Like, actually treated equal. How come you don't give them all? You can't say that mean word to a girl because she's a girl, but I guess it's okay to call a boy bossy. There's nothing in here about don't call a boy bossy.
This is real?
This is real, dude. There's a fucking website. The only reason I know about this, guys at home, is because I saw it on the news.
You were secretly trolling the Beyonce iTunes site.
Yeah,
you
right?
No, you were.
No, it was some business leader chick in her fucking terrible, cheap-ass rayon businesswoman outfit. You know what, folks? If you want to raise a kid to be a leader, you treat them like a leader. They're responsible for their actions. They're responsible when they fail, and they fail because sometimes you make mistakes, you fuck up, and you need help getting up off the ground, all right? This whole thing is, to me, an example of what's wrong in a goddamn country. You've got to have a program to ban a word, and you think that's going to change people's behavior?
It's the same way that like when Sarah Palin started all that shit a few years ago about how you can't say retarded, and then the cast of Glee made that PSA that went viral, the R word. They wouldn't even say retarded. It was the R word. I'm like, you know what? This is fucking retarded.
And only a bossy bitch would tell you that you're not allowed to use a word. We live in a free country. We live in a country where you're allowed to express yourself in any way you want.
I'm going to express myself right now. Fuck you, Hart.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, we have this thing that people have died for. We've had wars for. America is supposed to be about free speech. You know, First Amendment. We can say and feel. And we're one of the only countries who, in our Constitution, has a notion about our right to pursue happiness. Okay? So let me tell you something, you PC assholes. If you're a fat fuck, you don't get to tell a girl, hey, just because I'm fat as a house, you gotta love me because I'm beautiful because I say so. If a chick doesn't find you attractive, she doesn't find you attractive. And that's all right because nobody can mandate thin crust tastes better than thick crust pizza. It's a taste issue. You can't mandate taste. You can't mandate how someone's gonna feel.
Larry Flint went to court over you can't mandate taste.
That's right.
You can't legislate taste is the way he put it.
That's really it. And we seem to have a major war in this culture in America, and it's all about telling you what you can or can't do. It's supposed to be a free country, but there's a lot of people that are invested in telling you what words are bad. When did like the word fuck? It's one syllable. Are you telling me you can't say fuck in school? This one syllable thing is so threatening. It's so bad. It's so evil. Your mind is so weak. Your brain is so soft. You are unable to handle a syllable.
It's the same way Scott and I were just talking on a recent Lost in the Static. I was watching a Dragnet episode from 1989, Hart, and they were dancing around the issue that the guy that got killed was a bigot. They couldn't say nigger. Like this one black guy was like, just look at me. You can tell what he called me. Okay, they can't say nigger. But then they say faggot twice later in the episode. So faggot is okay, nigger is not.
And you know, whatever happened to bisexual? You know, there's all this stuff about he doesn't have a choice in his sexuality and she doesn't have a choice in their sexuality. And, you know, I believe with them that there are people that are born gay, and I have no doubt in that. But, you know, there's a lot of bisexual people out there too. There's a lot of people who just any port in a storm will do. You don't get to define them. You don't get to define them. They will define themselves. That's part of my feeling about this idea that they're going to define what is gay and what is not, that they will define what is a transgender and what is not. They will define these things and we don't get to define them. Well, in my feeling, I define it for myself. I make up my own mind about things.
Within that community, they cannibalize their own. RuPaul, famous drag queen, recently came out and said tranny, and he was eviscerated for that, and he's like, no, you're a tranny, and this is a famous drag queen. I'm like, you know what, RuPaul's right, and I'm glad he's standing up.
I mean, that's part of it here at Heart Attack. You know, I've had people question what I've had to say, and a lot of times they attack me for my language, especially when we talked about various criminals doing their criminal acts. And they'd say, well, how could you use that word? How could you say that about that person? And one particular person, I used the word cunt with them. That's the best you got. If you're arguing about the language I use, you've already lost the argument. You're no longer dealing with the subject of the sentence. Now you're dealing about how the message is delivered. And that's a side issue. It's not the main event. So this Ban Bossy campaign is a ridiculous waste of time and money. You want to make a girl into a leader? Make her into a leader. Give her responsibility. Hold her to responsibility. Women in this culture right now are kicking ass. I don't even know why you need to bother with this crap. What I see in this culture is women are kicking ass. Like, I was laughing my ass off about the whole Women in Horror Month. You don't need a Women in Horror Month. Women are involved in the entertainment industry from the top down. Women are running networks. Women are in charge of programming on ABC. And as far as that goes, as far as Women in Horror goes, American Horrors is the only channel, the only horror channel co-owned by a woman, and she puts on the air whatever the hell she wants. Waka does not ask me what she's going to put on. Waka puts on what Waka wants to put on. Now, isn't that the definition of a leader? Isn't that the definition of a strong woman who decides what she wants to do and does it? And it's because we respect each other. I didn't lose any power by her being able to call her own shots. I gained an equal, and it makes us doubly powerful. But when you get focused on this bullshit of, like, bossy, hey, man, I grew up with lots of bossy people. Lots of bossy
you
little
know what,
girls.
Goddamn it, Bart, you're a really bossy motherfucker. You know that?
I can be.
I can be, too. This is just stupid, Hart. This is dumb.
Yeah,
This is pointless. Okay, I can understand. I don't agree with it, but I understand if you get offended if I call you a tranny or if I say retarded and, like, you are somebody, you know, you got a retarded person in your family. I get why you will be offended. I still will not change, but I get why.
Yeah,
this is just fucking stupid.
Just because your feelings get hurt doesn't mean I have to change the word I used. Your feelings are not important, more important than mine. Okay, that's really what a lot of this comes down to. Like, a lot of people, you hurt my feelings. Yeah, well, that's too fucking bad. Toughen up, bitch. Toughen up, motherfucker. It is time for America to toughen the fuck up. And we are horrible to each other online. We say some of the most fucked up shit to each other. We talk some nasty shit online. We do some pretty horrific things to each other. And so it's funny when I say toughen up, but we knew this is a non-issue. And you know what I think this Ban Bossy campaign really is? I think it's completely disrespectful to women. It's really disrespectful. It is saying that a woman is weak and needs to be protected. You're saying that these girls are so weak, you got to protect them. And I don't believe that. I think they're stronger than you want them to believe that. You don't need to tell a boy to do that. And in fact, when you're little, girls are bigger than you. When you're fucking an 8-year-old, most other 8-year-old girls are bigger than you because they hit their growth spurt before the boy. Give me a fucking break. Thanks for listening, folks. I'll talk to you later.
Do you want 100% uncut horror? All the blood, all the nudity, all for free? Then go to American Horrors at Filmon.com. Owned and operated by the publisher of the Jeffrey Dahmer comic and author of Poems for the Dead, Hart D. Fisher. Angela's Trailer Park is on Mondays for their Mondo Monday lineup. Now go now to American Horrors at Philmon.com and experience what real fear is.
She gave you everything she had, but she was young and dumb. She just turned 21. She didn't care to hang around. So when the shit came down, while she was nowhere to be found, this life can turn a good girl bad. She was the sweetest thing that you had ever seen. You're such a delicate boy in the you could make grown men gasp when you'd go walking past them in your hot pants and high heels. They could not believe that such a body was for real. It seemed like rainbows would appear. Whenever you came here, the clouds would disappear because you look just like a girl. Your baby blues would flash and suddenly a spell was cast. You're such a
watch RT Russia Today?
No, I can't say that I ever have.
Well, until last week, Russia Today was a very open... They are based in Russia, but they have an American division. They were supposed to be kind of the counter to MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN, that we will cover the stories in a truthful way, you will not. Russia Today is funded by the Russian government. In a way, it was more honest than some of the others because they don't have American interests to look out for.
So it's a little bit like BBC News.
Was like BBC News.
Was.
Well, then Putin went and invaded the Ukraine, which at the time we're recording this, we still don't know if it's an invasion or an annex or whatever the hell it is. But Putin went into the Ukraine. This is funded by the Russian government. They whitewashed it, how he was right to do this and blah, blah, blah. One of their anchors, one of their American anchors who was born in Russia but is an American, quit on the air over this. That she would no longer be part of Putin's whitewashing of what he did. Quoting her, "The many ethical and moral challenges to wrestle with in continuing to work for the state-owned television network." I applaud her. I applaud her for having the balls to say, I don't care if this tanks my career. I will not be part of the whitewashing that Fox does for the Conservative Party, that MSNBC does for the Democratic Party. I will not be part of this. I thought I was part of a real news organization. I applaud her like crazy, Kat.
That's it's really gutsy, especially
especially the fact that she did it on air. It was, I didn't do this after my show. I quit on the show and walked out.
I mean, that is like some serious guts going on there, especially when you think about what could the potential ramifications be. Not just, you know, oh, I might not get another job. You know, this could put somebody's life in danger.
Yeah, we're dealing with Russia here. And Putin, former KGB. I'm just saying, they're not exactly known for playing by rules, right?
Yeah, it's a little scary to think about, because Russia is one of those places where it's really common to, I mean, it's absolutely even necessary to bribe your way to getting anything done. So just think about the kind of environment that is, where, you know, you have to bribe somebody to get your driver's license or to get an apartment or something. And this is like, this is just how the country works. This isn't like a gross exaggeration. It's how this country functions. And to kind of like rail against that, saying, I'm not going to lie for these people, to lie for this state, this country, and pretend like everything's okay when it's not. That is so gutsy.
And to me, it also threw away all the credibility of Russia Today, RT. I used to get a lot of stories from RT because I found them to be very fair and very centered. Now that throws everything that I look at from them into question, doesn't it?
Certainly, you can't really trust anything they're going to say about the situation that's unfolding. It really does call everything into question. I don't know that it necessarily is going to throw out everything they've ever said, but
it colors it, it taints it, even tangentially.
It really does. You kind of just, it calls them into question, and now you don't know, can I trust this at all? Is this something I should put any stock in from here on out?
Exactly. Well, let's move from that then to Michigan. Kat, how do you pay your bills? I mean, you don't, I'm not asking you to go into financial detail. I'm saying, how do you pay your bills? Do you usually pay online? Do you go to the power company and drop off a check? Or how do you pay your bills?
I usually pay just about everything online.
Do you have it set to automated, or every month do you have to log in to make your car payment or whatnot?
So I have it set so that I do it myself, because I'm afraid if I try and auto pay, then for some reason, if I don't have enough money, you know, like something bad could happen and bad stuff that usually your bank protects you from. But I get paranoid about that.
Well, a woman in Michigan who is now being identified as Pia Farkenkopf. No, I'm not. Pia Farkenkopf. She would have been 49 when she died 5 years ago. They just found her mummified in her garage. Fact that no one noticed her for 5 years, her bank account, she apparently had money or was having like her SSI payments or something put directly direct deposited. All of her bills, her car payments and whatnot, were all automated. For 5 years, no one noticed she was dead. Their neighbor was dead, mummifying. No one thought this was weird.
I read through the article and saw that so this woman was somebody who traveled a lot. So I guess the neighbors thought that she was out of town a lot and that they just, you know, didn't see her. But 5 years is a long time for you not to see the person who lives next door to you. One of the neighbors was actually taking care of her lawn for her, I guess because they got tired of her lawn being overgrown and awful, so they started doing it themselves.
Yeah, so no one even noticed the grass coming up, other than this one neighbor, but he was taking care of it.
Right, so like that's a huge deal, because if they'd have just let that go, somebody, that would have been a huge red flag, because there's a certain degree to which you let your grass overgrow because you're lazy and you don't feel like going out and doing anything about it. But like a year later would have been a big deal. That would have been a tremendous red flag going, hey, something's really not right here. Because even if she was traveling for a month or two at a time to go to wherever she went, I think they said she traveled to Germany.
Yeah.
She's probably
given her
German.
Last name, it does sound German. So
yeah, given that last name. That would have been a tremendous red flag going, something is really not right here.
Well, and then the only reason anyone noticed it 5 years later was her bank account eventually ran dry. So the bills stopped being paid. So they foreclosed on her house. And when the bank sent someone over to repair a hole in the house so they could sell it, he found her body.
Wow.
That's the saddest part is, you don't even notice I'm gone until I stop paying my bills. What the fuck?
It really makes me wonder, how was there no smell? How, if she was in the garage, mummifying?
Mummified, like, is the word that it uses, yeah.
How did nobody, you know, after the first couple of weeks, notice any kind of smell?
Well, because they noticed it after, because they had to put on hazmat suits because the entire house was filled with black mold.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
So basically, I don't think the bank's going to be able to sell her house. It's probably going to be a demolition.
Yeah, and who would want to buy that house anyway? It's probably haunted at this point.
I don't know if I'd go there.
Haunted by the ghost of Pia Black Mold Fahrenkopf. Oh, my God.
Well, let's move on from that, because to me that's just disturbing that she could go for 5 years with no one really noticing her gone. But let's move on to that, to Florida. Seems like everything weird happens in Florida, right?
Yeah, on one of my other shows, we have a drinking game, and you should take a shot every time we read a crazy story out of Florida.
Well, here's Florida. Tallahassee, to be specific. A pregnant woman, Jessica Rosado, had to have induced labor on Monday night after her family and her started hallucinating after eating steaks that they bought at Walmart.
Man, I hate when that happens to me.
That toxicology tests showed were laced with LSD. Laced with LSD. Follow that.
LSD steaks. I mean, I would think in some parts of the world you'd have to pay a lot of money to get a steak that that is so good
it
makes you
a
loser. Yeah. Like, isn't that from a really expensive steakhouse so good you hallucinate afterwards? What the hell is going on at Walmart?
That's the big question that's coming up, is did someone in the home taint these steaks after they were purchased, or were they purchased tainted from the Walmart? Because the Walmart, obviously, the cops went there, stopped all meat sales, no one else has come forward. Dude, have you seen the fucking dragons in the oven? Walmart hasn't found any more LSD tainted steaks, so there is some question about whether this was actually Walmart's fault, or maybe someone trying to get back at the family, or something like that. As of right now, all we know is they bought LSD tainted steak from Walmart. And you know what? You know what the sad thing is, Kat? There's going to be people listening to this going, I got to go to Walmart and get a steak.
Guys, what do you think? Should we cook out tonight? Cook out? Yeah, weather's great. Let's go get some steaks from Walmart.
So I don't know what to say about this one. If this is a product tampering, that's disturbing. If this is not product tampering, what the fuck? Come on, Walmart, it's not like you were going high-end to begin with, right?
I mean, you'd think you'd have to pay a little bit more than Walmart prices to get LSD in your steak, but, you know.
But that's the other thing. They said the amount of LSD in the steaks was so high that they could have been lethal. That, to me, says either someone on Walmart's end was trying to kill somebody, you know, like the, you know, aspirin outbreaks, the aspirin taintings in the 80s, or someone, if this was not Walmart's fault, was really trying to kill these people.
So I believe in the article it said that there was LSD, like, inside the steak packaging itself.
Right.
So it would have, if somebody put it in there on purpose for that particular, to target those people, I would think it would, I don't know how that would have happened.
And I doubt it's Walmart's actual lack of quality control, if you can use quality and Walmart in the same sentence. I think this was probably some asshole in their packaging or their meat department put the wrong steak on the market or did something. This is probably going to be turned up as, oops.
Our bad.
Oops.
There's probably some guy packaging the meat in a warehouse somewhere, tripping, like, one night, and, like, drops some onto some steaks, doesn't realize that, like, some LSD fell out of his pocket or something, and oopsie-daisy.
Well, let's move from that, then, to, Kat, not trying to get personal with you, but do you wear skirts at all, or dresses, or are you a tomboyish jeans girl?
I'm a jeans girl. The only time I dress up is when I'm absolutely required to, like, at a wedding or something.
Are you saying you clean up really nice, huh?
I do clean up nice. If you've seen my profile picture on Facebook, I'm actually wearing a dress there, which almost never happens, and that's because it was for a wedding.
Well, then you don't have to worry about this. In Massachusetts, the Massachusetts Supreme Court has determined upskirts are legal.
Oh, boy.
Yes. taking pictures of women's panties, or if they're going commando. Is commando a guy thing, or when women don't wear underwear, is that going commando? I'm not. Is that the right term, Kat?
I don't know if people have a word for it. I would call it going commando, but I think there probably is another term for it.
So I know with guys, we also have the one called
free ballin'.
But I don't know. Would that for women? Would that be lip smacking?
It might be.
I'm just. I don't know. I'm not trying to be gross, but. Guy was taking photos of women, you know, up their skirt. It doesn't say how he was doing this without them noticing. I don't know if it was like he had a camera in his shoe or how this was working, but he was taking upskirts. The court decided that's not illegal because women, quote, have no expectation of privacy when they're in public. That's where I have an issue with this, Kat. That you don't have a right to privacy just by going out in public to be photographed commando or whatever. If you choose not to wear underwear, if you choose to wear a skirt, I don't think you should have to worry that, well, I chose to wear a skirt. That means I'm giving up my right of privacy, right?
this really goes all the way back to consent. Wearing, you know, sexy clothes is not consent to be raped. In the same way that wearing a skirt or a dress is not consent to be photographed up said skirt or dress. And let me tell you what I feel about this, because the whole, you know, they can't say that it's illegal because the woman is still clothed and isn't exposing a, you know, private part at all. If you wouldn't legally let that person wear that outside, there is no reason why it should be photographed by someone in a non-consensual way. So if the law says that a woman is not allowed to walk around in underwear, then there is, like, it should not be legal for that person to be photographed against their will in those clothes that you would not let them wear in public.
Now, this is Massachusetts, though. Let's fly to New York real quick. In New York just last year, and I know we're only a couple months into this year, but in 2013, you know how guys with moobs can walk around without a shirt, but women can't?
Right, yeah.
New York overturned that law, that's saying that that is unconstitutional because it is making a gender bias. So women can walk around topless and cannot be cited for indecent exposure or whatnot in New York City. So how does that differ from this in Massachusetts? Because there has been no cases of, like, a woman walking around topless in New York being photographed and going, hey, you had no right to do that. Because people are bringing that up of these two things together. To me, these are radically different. In New York, that's a woman choosing to let it all hang out as it is. In Massachusetts, you are choosing to just maybe go to work. Maybe your job requires you to wear a skirt, right?
A lot of places still do, which, let me tell you, is some serious bullshit.
That is some gender bias. I agree. Hey, I had an issue. I almost sued a former employer of mine. I worked at a movie theater. I have long hair. And the movie theater said that I could not have hair that went past my shoulders. And yet the women that all worked there had long hair. So I was ready to sue them on gender bias. Why can women have long hair but not guys? Maybe I was being a petty little bitch, but it makes sense on an ethical level, doesn't it?
Right, because that's just enforcing some ridiculous gender stereotype that guys with long hair are sissies or girly or in some way not masculine.
Exactly. And this is just ridiculous, I think, that Massachusetts upskirts are legal.
Because this is an utter invasion of your privacy. If you wanted your junk to be photographed or your covered junk to be photographed, you would have that set up in some way, but you would not allow complete strangers to come in and do that. And the fact that people are now going to get away with this sets a precedent for all kinds of other invasion of privacy.
The other thing is, there is no consent here. You are not consenting to have your junk shot, as we're calling it junk now, apparently. You're not consenting to have your junk shot, Kat. If you were in your home and taking a shower and somebody was shooting your junk through a window, that would be a violation. So why, just because you're wearing a skirt, is that not?
Because if you're out in public, you should not have any kind of right to privacy because you're not in the, you know, on your own property. Like, that's ridiculous. You know, like, when you're out on the street, people can't just come up and start going through your purse because that's an invasion of privacy.
This is nuts. This is just nuts.
I think it's actually going to be a turning
point. This is going to be a flashpoint.
Yeah, this is where it's going to change because this is completely ridiculous. And I think this they only got away with this because there's no law for it in Massachusetts. A bunch of other states are passing laws for it now. So this is Massachusetts's turn to go, hey, here's something that somebody got away with, and that's not right. And there's going to be some female, you know, senators or governors or whatever in Massachusetts going, that's bullshit, and that stops now. And someone's going to try and pass a law now.
Let's move to our final thing, Detroit. You've seen Carrie, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen the movie in full, but yeah.
And we're not talking about the shitty remake. We're talking about the original.
You know, I heard the remake was good. I haven't seen it.
The remake's not good. Well, they turned it into a musical that's played in schools and whatnot all over the country. Well, this musical in Detroit, Kat, is too controversial because it deals with bullying and it brings up menstruation and revenge. What? The Carrie musical is being banned from schools for being too graphic.
Okay, so let me share a little story. So I was, I did theater in high school, and my principal didn't want us in our senior year to do Damn Yankees because it had the word damn in it. People get really fucking uptight about musicals or plays in general, and I don't understand why, because it's just like a movie. It's just a form of entertainment, and it sends a message, and the contents of the play or the musical or whatever are not necessarily equal to the message. So Carrie, for example, everyone knows is a kind of bloody horror movie.
It's also kind of an anti-bullying, you picked on the, you fucked with the wrong person kind of story too.
Right. So people just see, oh, well, it's got blood in it and it's a horror movie. And they don't understand that, yes, it has that content in it to a degree, but there's actually a really healthy message in here, which is you should not fuck with the quiet people. And bullying is bad. And don't be a dick. So instead of actually, you know, looking at the musical, looking at a script, seeing what it's about, And bear in mind that anything that went from a movie to a stage is going to be trimmed down a lot because you have to make it for a more generic audience.
Things you can't do on stage that you can do with a special effect too.
Right. You're really limited on your effects. So there's a lot of stuff that aren't going to end up in the musical that you see in the movie. You know, you're not going to burn down a building, for example, although that would be the most intense musical ever.
That would be a true artist that would do that.
Giving it a shot and looking and seeing that, you know, there's a message that people are trying to get across. All they see is, oh, it's based on a horror movie. I can't expose my child to that. How could people be willing to? Okay, so first off, every single one of your children has seen a horror movie. And all of a single one of your children know cuss words, and they anything that you could put in that play, they've already seen at school, in everyday school life. Not to mention the shit that they watch on TV. You could watch an episode of CSI and you would see more gore and horribleness than you would get in the Carrie movie.
Well, and then the parents are just freaking out over this. They actually had video of the parents like, this is vile and disgusting and I can't believe the school would subject our children to it. It's like, yeah, because you didn't go see the movie in the 70s, right?
Not to mention, and this is the biggest thing, your children sign up and audition to be in plays. And it's not like a blind audition, like, hey, I'm going to read a monologue and maybe I'll get into a play. No, you know what the play is going to be before you audition for it. So your kids know exactly what content they're going to get themselves into. And you make the choice of whether or not you go see that play. If you don't like it, don't go fucking see it. It's that simple. It's the exact same thing as gay marriage. If you don't like gay marriage, don't get a gay marriage, okay?
If you don't like gay marriage, don't get married to a guy. K- cat. If you don't like racism, stop being black. If you don't think you get good enough health care, stop being poor.
And if you don't want to have your kids see Carrie, don't go fucking see Carrie. It's really that simple. I don't think that parents get that, you know, they don't get to make every fucking choice in their child's education. The school actually gets to make decisions. And if that's what they decided, then that's what they're going to go with. It's already hard enough for schools to figure out what musicals they're going to do and to get that run by administrators. And the fact that it made it to the administrators says that the administrators thought it was okay for kids. And if you don't trust your school's fucking administrators to decide what's all right for your kids, then you shouldn't trust them to do anything, and you should take your kids out of school and homeschool them, because clearly nothing is ever going to be good enough for your special little somebody.
I don't think I can follow that. So where can we find Kat talks a million miles a second and doesn't breathe?
Which is amazing, because normally I'm not that articulate when I speak. But usually I'm like, and so like, and that's like half of my stuff, but I get really passionate because I did theater in high school. And anytime somebody tries to interfere, like when you try and say, this isn't good enough for my kids, like education is important. And if you don't trust your educators, you're not going to be able to trust your children to do anything. And so that's why trusting educators, and it's this whole culture we have now with parents thinking that they know more than teachers and parents forcing their agenda on teachers. It's bullshit.
Well,
anyway,
if people would like more of you, where would they find you?
You can find me on Twitter @LabyrinthCat and on Facebook /NerdistCat. And you can also find me on thatguywiththeglasses.com under the podcast tab for my other show, Nerd to the Third Power.
You can find me 1201beyond.com, geekjuicemedia.com, and contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. I wonder if somebody made a musical out of this show, whether it would get banned.
Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.